And it's always a good day when we talk to our buddy Jason Cans from his home in Eau Claire, and also from jasoncans.com. He's author of the terrific book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And he's a man who dives deeply into God's word, because you're also continuing your work on kind of writing, rewriting different books of the Bible as if God's, you know, making it more personal, right?
Yeah, so it's almost like taking Larry Crabb's idea that he went with in his book 66 Love Letters, and taking it maybe at the next step, where it's just kind of as if God were walking me through and telling me what it is for me to hear right now in this time and in this place. And it's been a project I've been working on for a couple of years, and it's been very edifying. Sometimes I hit passages that really are challenging. This morning, for example, I haven't started it yet, but I'm about to roll into Acts 5, which deals with Ananias and Sapphira, who were people who held back some of the property that they sold, and it says that they died. And so I'm wrestling with how to make sense of that. And so for me, there's a lot of it that comes to really, okay, God, what is it you want me to hear here in this time and in this place? So
what's your advice, Jason Cans? What's your advice to someone who says, boy, that's a good idea, and I'm looking for a way to freshen things up? And what would be your advice to someone who says, I would like to, when I say freshen things up in terms of their relationship with the Lord and diving deeper into Scripture? And so any advice in terms of somebody who would like to set out on a similar experience, effort?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of things. I would say first, it's important to recognize that God's Word is living and active. It's not just a series of dusty old books or dusty old letters. And so there are words that are there for all of us. And so with that, you know, read. For me, it was important to slow down, because I'm somebody who would just race through my morning Bible reading and say, well, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's St. Ignatius proposed kind of getting into the text. So read a short section, basically get into it and look around. And what would it be like if you were in the scene? And so I think it's important to slow down, ask questions of what it is that you're reading. So, for example, like coming up on Ananias and Sapphira, okay, that doesn't seem to fit with this God of love. How do I make sense of that? And to just sit with that, mull on it, chew on it. And I think the other thing I would say is find a Bible translation that you find readable. You know, not everybody, you don't need to get a giant tome that makes no sense. Find something that you're able to understand.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. You never know what I'm going to ask you. You really don't. But you're always ready. So actually, we're not going to get to a devotion today, but I'm going to ask you our question of the morning. Kind of wrestled with, should I ask, what are you thankful for from this 2 months? But we've been under emergency order here for more than 2 months in the great state of Wisconsin. And so what have you learned? Like, what's the biggest lesson or two that you've learned during this pandemic time?
Yeah, I think as I was waking up this morning, I had a real sense of the gift of slowing down that maybe I would not have recognized had I not been forced to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, I took the dogs for a walk again last night, which is something that I just wouldn't normally do because I've got other stuff that needs to get done. And for me, it's trying to think about, okay, how do I maintain some of that slowing down, some of that presence as the world ramps up again?
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. That's a good lesson. I think I've had it reinforced that something our pastor friend Perry Polnasek talks about from Fellowship Church, the idea of acceptance, accepting things as they are, not as you want them to be, and control, that that I'm not in control, and God sure is. So acceptance and control are big things.
Yeah.
And I love your things too. I think early on I was the slowdown, but then it's lasted so long that I'm just like, enough already. And so I think I'm crying out to the Lord, like, you know, again, his ways are so not like our ways. I'm really glad Isaiah 55, 8, and 9 is in the Bible. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you, and I'm glad to field these questions as they just pop up and arise. I'm
absolutely. You're ready to go.
Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You're verbally quick and mentally quick as well. All right, WWIB. All right. Well, he talked about slowing down, so it reminded me of a tune. We've played it before. By the way, Stevie Wonder, 70 today. Are you still on the line, Jason?
I am.
Stevie Wonder, 70 today.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So I was trying to think of trying to get a little montage of some of his stuff, but I remember he was a favorite artist of Michelle Obama's, actually. So
maybe it's a good idea for us all to figure out how to slow down the aging process.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because it seems like all of these people that I thought were young are getting old, which must also imply that I am as well.
Yeah, you are the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you're going to be all at the same time. She's back.
Hello.
Hillary, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just here steeping my tea.
Mm-hmm. All right. First cup.
First cup, indeed.
First cup of tea.
Today's tea is a chocolate mint.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. My exciting life.
We've got a guy with a birthday today.
We do.
Stevie Wonder, 70.
Yes.
This is the one. This is probably, to me, I mean, he's got a lot of hits over the years, but
New Year's Day.
So Hillary's going to sing along with Stevie Wonder. All right. Anyhow, with Stevie in the background, what special events do we have today?
Let's take a look, shall we? Children of Fallen Patriots Day today. So, yeah.
Also, donate a day's wages to charity. That's a good idea.
There you go. Hummus. A day to celebrate hummus.
Yes.
Love that, some good
hummus. And that's healthy. That's
it
good.
It is. It's good.
There you go. What do you like to dip in hummus?
Pretzels or red peppers, like sweet peppers.
Both sound good, yeah.
Yeah.
Carrots are good.
Oh, carrots good. Yeah.
It is Night Shift Workers Day.
I always thought this was like the same thing. It says it's Night Shift Workers Day, but it's also Third Shift Workers Day. Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Absolutely. I think of it that way. Receptionist Day.
Have you ever worked routinely
started
a night
here.
Shift?
I started here. 17 straight in 86, the summer of 86, 17 straight nights overnight. So that was a good introduction to it.
There you go.
How about you?
My shift when I was a nurse was 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. So I worked a weird overlap.
It takes some getting used to.
Here it is. Call.
Yeah.
To say I love you.
There we go. That's for you.
There it is.
Dean. There you go.
I just called to say how much I care.
Yeah, okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
It's
feeling
also
punchy this morning.
It's also Apple Pie Day.
And Receptionist Day.
That's typically my favorite pie, apple pie.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like when you get the choices, you know, and consistently, I'll take a little warmed up apple pie, maybe a little scoop of ice cream.
There you go. Delicious.
Very good, Hillary. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Good to see you.
All right. See you after 7 here on WWIB. All three of us together for the first time this week.
Hey, it'll be a good day. All right, question of the morning.
Yeah, early on we went out with the question of the morning. I was kind of wrestling with, you go with what you're thankful for. And we went with, what have you learned? We're more than 2 months into the emergency orders in Wisconsin and also the pandemic. And so what have you learned? Cody answered on the listener line. We shared that a little bit earlier. Thank you, Cody. I had said acceptance, accepting things as they are, not as you might wish they were. Serenity prayer for those who are familiar. And then also control. God is in control. I'm not. So those are good lessons that I've learned in a deeper way. How about you two?
I mean, I've learned I'm a really boring person, I think, because this just honestly, this whole thing harkens back to my days as a stay-at-home mom, like where I was just home endlessly with my children. And it just really feels a lot like that.
You're home.
Because I'm just like, And so it just feels a lot like it. So I'm kind of really grateful on so many levels for having those years of being a stay-at-home mom. But it's just kind of been easy to kind of fall back into that routine somewhat. I am more of a homebody than what I realized because, you know, though I do miss getting out, it is kind of like I have found myself a couple of times going, oh, I got a thing on the calendar today. Really?
Hmm.
So, which is kind of funny to me. But yeah.
Honestly, I've realized how much my normal life is like everyone else's quarantine life.
Yes!
Because I kind of prefer this.
Yeah.
I mean, just straight up, kind of just prefer this. I'm not really someone who likes to go out or do things.
He's the introvert of the show, right?
So I'd rather just be home with my family. I mean, no offense to everybody out in the great wide world, but fine. I like them the most. So
I find it's just, I don't mind that aspect of it. What I miss is I miss going to the grocery store and being able to just get whatever I need without, you know, having to search and whatever.
I do miss licking my fingers and touching my face.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, that's a different question. What you miss, it's what you've learned.
What we've learned.
All right, very good.
Yeah,
I've learned how much I like licking my fingers and touching my face.
If you miss some of those things, though, there is a candle company. It's Earl of East. Has come out with a line of candles that's called Sense of Normality. And so they smell apparently like music festivals and local hangouts and
gas
the
pumps.
The cinema. No, you can still smell gas pumps. I know you like the smell of gas.
I kind of do. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I don't drive as much.
Normalcy.
So.
I know. So fun times. We've all learned a lot. I think we're all going to keep learning.
So what have you learned? Let us know. 715-396-1670. What have you learned during the pandemic? 396-1670 WWIB.
Well, it's Wednesday at 7:44, and we have a special guest on the phone. Tanya, are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Tanya.
Good morning.
So Tanya is joining us today. She is a counselor at Clinic for Christian Counselors. She's also involved at Valley Brook. And Tanya, you guys have a really neat virtual event coming up, correct?
Yeah, we're super excited about it. It's a live question and answer with a couple of the therapists here from the Clinic for Christian Counseling, just to answer some questions that might be coming up in this time of COVID-19 and being stuck at home with our families and all of those emotions and anxieties that might be coming up for people.
Right. And I think it's important to note all of those emotions and anxiety coming up with people, like that's a pretty normal response to all of this, right?
For sure it is.
And Tanya, when is this event coming up then?
It is tomorrow, Thursday, May 14th from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Great. Tanya, it seems to me that early on, maybe anxiety was the issue, but Caleb and I were discussing this yesterday, and in fact, I continued to, even last night, people noticed more and more after 2 months of this, largely being told to stay in, people really just feel this buildup inside, and folks who are normally calm or maybe not acting that way. Can you address that at all?
Yeah, people are just feeling stressed out, and that I got to do something. I've got to be... some of it might be some depressive symptoms, like I'm not doing the things that I used to do. I'm not engaging with people like I used to, and just needing to connect with people.
Great. Well, Tanya, we're going to come back in just a minute and talk a little bit more about this event and what you guys are offering. So hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. We're back talking with Tanya from Valley Brook and Clinic for Christian Counseling. Tanya, your event is coming up tomorrow night. Where did this idea actually, like, who thought this up and where did it come from?
You know, it came from Pastor Travis Albrecht. He, you know, just probably 3 weeks ago or so, we were talking about the anxiety that people were experiencing and kind of the loss of hope that people were experiencing. And we thought, hey, what a great idea to kind of use this connection that I have to both of the clinic and the church to put something together where we can have people ask questions about mental health things and get answers with a biblical perspective, you know, because that's really where we get our hope. It's from Jesus.
Now, Tanya, this is 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. It goes live on the Valley Brook Church Facebook page. What ages would you say this is appropriate for? Is this all ages? Is this adults and teens? Who should view this and be a part of this?
Probably adults and teens. You know, we did it at 8:30 with the hope that little kids would be in bed so parents could focus and be able to answer or ask, excuse me, questions that they might have.
Mm-hmm. Is there one practical application you think people could employ even today if they're just really struggling? It seems to me taking a walk is really helpful, but do you have some other ideas?
Yeah, set a small goal of something that you want to accomplish. It might be taking a walk. It might be getting outside and going for a run. It might be knitting a row of knitting. That's what I like to do, just to accomplish something, to see fruit from an action.
That's a great idea. So again, the event is tomorrow night. How do they find it and tune in, Tanya?
Like Caleb, I think, said, the Valley Brook Facebook page, 8:30 tomorrow night. We'll be there ready to answer questions. I want to add, too, that people can submit questions ahead of time.
Okay.
To me if they want to, at my Valley Brook Church email. So that's Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at valleybrookchurch.org.
All right. Well, Tanya, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. And I hope you guys have a great event. And I just think it's important in all of this to just afford yourself and everyone else a whole lot of grace, right?
Correct. Grace, grace, grace.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tanya.
The more time we spend in our homes, perhaps the more we realize how much stuff we have. And now, Mark, you can have kind of this Liberian perspective, too, to say, you know what? We really do have a lot of material possessions this side of the ocean.
Well, we downsized a lot to move, right? We sold our house when we went in 2016. And so there was kind of the cleaning that maybe happens after the kids move out.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, but we're in the more accumulating now. But yeah, as we go through some of this list ahead of us here, it did call to mind Liberia. And I'll maybe mention that along the way.
I know when I used to work at a big box store, when it was inventory time, it's like, wow, there's a lot of stuff in this store.
Well,
wow.
I think there was a collective celebration going on in Eau Claire, because while some of the stores hadn't opened, like Goodwill and Hope Gospel Bargains, they started receiving items.
They started
taking
donations.
And I think I heard a collective celebration and dance going on.
St. Vincent de Paul Marshfield has another 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. collection, non-contact collection, with, again, certain restrictions, but on Friday. So you can, and then following Tuesdays and Fridays. And hopefully that's something that's going to be appearing at some of our other places as well.
I am looking forward to when they open.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, as we go into this list here, we're not looking to just heap guilt on people.
No. That's not our goal.
So, anyhow.
Okay.
So, talking about, again, I was thinking inventory and how much stuff there is in a big box store. Well, there are 300,000 items in the average American home. That seems absolutely unbelievable.
How is that possible?
It really does, yeah.
Go ahead.
The average size of the American home has nearly tripled over the last 50 years, and one out of every 10 American households rents off-site storage.
Yeah, that definitely. You've seen all of these storage locations popping up, and you never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Remember that, right? 25% of people with two-car garages don't have room to park cars inside them, and 32% have room for only one vehicle.
Yeah, we're guilty of that at the Roth House. It's because it was filled with bicycles.
Okay. Again, kind of the topic here, we've got a lot of stuff. Research found that the average 10-year-old owns 238 toys. It's a lot of toys.
Whoa.
That average 10-year-old plays with 12 of those toys daily.
Yeah, when you shared that stat with me off air, I'm like, a lot of kids in Liberia rolling a tire. I'm not kidding. You know, I mean, just the simple things, a box.
Mm-hmm.
If one kid out of a 20 has a bike, then they share that. I'm just saying, 3.1% of the world's children live in America, 3%. But our kids here in America own 40% of the toys consumed globally.
Wow. The average American throws away 65 pounds of clothing a year.
Our homes have more television sets than people.
And Americans spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education.
Wow.
So again, the takeaway for all of this is, if we have so much, we probably have enough to share, to give, to donate. And, you know, Dave Ramsey might have a few things to say.
Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And so that certainly comes to mind here.
Indeed.
It does.
Well, Governor Evers on Monday handed down the latest emergency order, having to do with safer at home. And it kind of, he calls it turning the dial. I jokingly call it turning the sundial. But anyhow, kind of allowing businesses to reopen. And as you may have heard us report into Tuesday, that this has to do with smaller businesses, with retail, not hair salons, not personal service, but retail. And you're limited to 5 people. And so actually yesterday on our listener line, we heard from Republican State Representative Joe Sanfilippo from southeastern Wisconsin, and he tells us that he's got problems with this latest emergency order handed down from the governor.
In West Dallas, an area I represent, my constituents can shop and work at Target, but across the street at Kohl's department store, they are shut out. Does the virus magically stop at Target's door? Unfortunately, one can find countless similar contradictions in communities across our state.
Sanfilippo says,
stated reason for the original Safer at Home order was to flatten the curve, which has been successfully achieved. We now need to free our hospitals and medical systems to go back to providing the routine diagnostic care that has been lacking throughout this order.
Sanfilippo says it's time to put an end to the arbitrary edicts coming out of the governor's office.
Governor Evers must recognize his responsibility under the law to work with the legislature so that we can immediately and safely open all businesses around the state.
And he goes on to say every business is essential to those who work there.
With the data we have been collecting over the past 60 days, we are now able to identify vulnerable populations and areas of greater risk. And we can use that information to educate our citizens on how to better protect themselves and each other.
Finally, Sanfilippo says
there is no need to continue quarantining perfectly healthy people in low-risk areas.
Adding,
the decision-making moving forward needs to be grounded in common sense and real data.
So, again, it just kind of illustrates the difference that has existed there. We got a Democratic governor and his administration and his designated secretary, Andrea Palm, for Department of Health Services. And then also you've got the Republicans who, along the way, have taken issue and maybe seen things a bit differently.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting. I do agree. You know, every business is essential to those who work there. And I'm back to who's to judge what's essential and what's not. So like he mentioned, Kohl's is closed. Well, you know, we buy all of our, like, not all of our, but we buy clothing there. And let me tell you, summer's coming. The kids grew over the winter. We are struggling to find clothing that'll fit them because they've grown. I don't know what sizes they're in. You know, you go to Target and like everything is so picked over. They have no selection. I just couldn't even find some of the basics for them. And I'm really like, what do we do? How do I clothe my children right now?
It's very difficult. And again, for some of these small businesses that are gradually reopening, I heard on another program elsewhere too, talking about, I know there's a national debate about should there be more stimulus money put into the economy. And I believe it was Majority Leader McConnell who said, well, actually, what we really need is protections in place for these businesses because there could be opportunistic trial lawyers. You know, and his words were waiting on every corner for, you know, what many would deem frivolous lawsuits.
Right.
If something happens by these businesses reopening and someone getting sick by doing it. So it's very, very difficult and muddy waters.
It is. It definitely is.
In terms of clothing your kids, that's why we're going to start now. Clothe Hillary's daughters. So again, we're taking clothing, drop it off here at the station. Clothing Hillary's daughters.
He's kidding. Please don't give me your cast off clothes. It's fine. I mean, I'm a thrift sailor and I'm a saver.
But this is
sailor,
the time of the year, right? This is the time of the year. People are starting on a Thursday. Like tomorrow would be the start of the thrift sale.
Every year I go to the Woodbury thrift sales over in Woodbury, Minnesota. That would have been last Thursday.
Huh. Jenny Menominee emails us 396-1670. She texts and says, Sanfilippo, well said. She says she totally agrees.
Mm.
She says the logic is not rational or consistent.
Interesting thoughts.
Thank you, Jen.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.